Thank you, Dick. And I have to thank the National Federation of the Blind, proud to be here again this year. And Kate, also thank you. And I'd like to introduce my colleague, Colleen Madigan. You'll hear from her briefly just to share her experience. Colleen, wave your hand or stand up or just say hi. And she has Nectarine with her, also her guide dog, so you'll hear from her. But I'm David Ortiz. I'm on the diversity team at Oracle, and I manage our disability inclusion strategy, and I also manage our strategic partnership portfolio. There are about 70 strategic partners that we engage with. Lighthouse for the Blind and National Federation of the Blind are two of those organizations, and I see some familiar faces here as well. But when Kate asked who here is looking for a job, almost everybody raised their hand. And I've got to tell you, don't let your job search influence your self-esteem, because what I found personally going through the job search process is when you don't have a job, it's hard to find one. But once you get a job offer, you get all these offers in the email. And don't underestimate the self-care process during the job search as well. Somehow we neglect that. But also, if you're underemployed or unemployed, your job is to find a full-time job. So what I do at Oracle is build a culture of disability inclusion and disability confidence. Because what I find happens is I don't believe hiring managers are going to tell me or say, you know what, I am resisting, I am not going to hire individuals with disabilities or individuals who are blind. What I find is there's this discomfort, there's this fear of saying the wrong thing. So my job is to help them build their disability confidence. And the only way they'll build that confidence is by interacting with individuals who are different from them in some way. And that's where our strategic partners come in, like Lighthouse for the Blind. Worked with them and met Kate for the first time last year. And I'm happy to say we now have an intern on our team based in our Redwood Shores location in California that came to us through Lighthouse. So it was our Abilities Matters internship program. It's a year-long professional level paid internship program, and it gives an individual the opportunity to work for a technology company. So in your job search, don't underestimate or overlook the internship and the growth it finds there. So when you're looking for jobs, you see all these postings online, just pay attention to the job qualifications, the job description, and truth be told, most positions with technology now can be done from home. Colleen works in our Portland office. I work from my home location in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we do some great work together. So even if you see a position listed with an office location, there is almost always the option to work remotely with technology. And as part of when I'm hiring talent, my first question is, can this person do the job and or learn the job? Because what I find is 70% of any new job is learned by actually doing this. So coming to Oracle from the health insurance industry after 18 years, last 12 years of which was in the D&I space, I knew the core content, but I had to learn the Oracle culture, and it took me a year. So even though I knew the subject matter expertise, it took me a year to learn how to get things done. So we have a number of programs in place at Oracle to help build that disability confidence and disability inclusion, the accommodations process, which I manage a portion of. We have Oracle interpreter services for our employees who are deaf or hard of hearing. So really getting ingrained and aligned with the business to make them realize that we have this great underutilized talent out there. And Kathy had mentioned Section 503. There is a compliance component to this, but compliance is just the minimum. I want individuals to come work for Oracle, be who they are, and as you're going through your job search, be comfortable and confident to ask for what you need. In onboarding our intern, I had a list of questions for him. Okay, when you get started, what do you need? Do you need a specific size monitor? What software? And Oracle is a technology company, so you have to open a ticket for everything. And some of the things, frankly, I don't know. And I've learned as a person who manages individuals, it's okay to say you don't know something, but it's also okay to give individuals some guidance and have them find some of the information themselves, because it helps with the delegation skills, and it helps them build that skill set to find things also. But I want to encourage you through this job search process, and oracle.com/careers is the website, and we're hiring for all types of positions, from technology, software engineers, hardware engineers, programmers, developers, to some more professional level roles as well. We have a legal team, so we're hiring attorneys. Diversity and inclusion falls on the human resources side, so we're looking for benefits specialists, learning and development consultants. So you'll have to search for a particular job position out there, and I would encourage you to align your resume to the qualifications of the position that's being posted. Some individuals just maintain one resume and send it out everywhere, but what the system does is looks for the qualifications and see if there's some alignment with the skill sets on your resume. And I would also add, as part of your job search, be confident that you have something of value to contribute to the organization, and you're interviewing these companies and organizations just as much as they're interviewing you as well. So thank you.